Well, JP, first of all, excellent timing on that home run today. That was tremendous.
Just because you'd started on the radio, the play-by-play, when I hit that.
Well, and it was a 1-1 tie, so you got two things.
Yeah, that was good. It was it was just a first pitch, kind of just right over the middle of the plate, so put a good swing on it.
You've had a few that have been stolen by the wind so far this spring, but it looked like that one, you really got it. It wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, no, I got that one pretty good. It is what it is. Obviously, I think there's three or four that could have been home runs, and the wind has been playing against us lately. But, today was the wind wasn't blowing in, and hit it pretty good.
You did, and like I mentioned, you broke the tie, and then the next inning, the guys put a bunch more runs on the board, Edwin with his second homer. And it really, every time you watch this Blue Jays team play, they're scoring a bunch of runs, and they're winning a ball game. It's been a week and a half since you guys have lost.
Yeah, it's spring training, so you don't go too crazy about it. But, that's what this team is capable of. I've said it before. I'll be hitting ninth in that lineup, and I feel like I'm a guy that can drive in a lot of runs and hit some balls out of the park and hit for average. And that's your nine hole. So I think from top to bottom, there's a lot of production that could be done in our lineup.
You mentioned hitting for average, something you always did throughout your pro career before you got to the big leagues. And I know that a lot of times after their first year, guys will get a winter off to reflect and things come into their heads that they weren't thinking about in September. Is there, when you look back now on last year, is there something that you feel like you learned as an offensive player that'll make things different this year, or is it just a matter of being used to the level?
I think there's a lot of variables. I think obviously learning the pitchers, facing them for, your fifth and sixth time, you know what they have, there's a familiarity there. I think also last year with my hand thing, I was just battling. I was battling, and I remember dropping from like 265 to like 210. And then once you drop like that, it's a battle. I've already grooved in some bad mechanics from trying to alter my swing when I was hurting, and then it ended up just like I said, just trying to fight every day, just to grind to get whatever I could out of it. But I'm a guy that has always been able to hit for average, and I feel like now that I'm healthy and I got a good plan back, that I'm gonna be a guy that can do some damage.
And 25 plus home runs from you, it really does seem like every spot in this lineup is almost capable of hitting at least 20 home runs, with the exception of maybe the leadoff guy.
Yeah, and even him, he's got some sock in his bat, he still hit 12 home runs last year, I think, or something like that. But top to bottom, there's guys, there's 20 plus home runs in each guy, top to bottom. So it's a pretty special lineup. It's fun to be a part of, and I'm excited to see once it comes season time.
And even though you were DHing today, was it nice to see how well Henderson handled a Yankee lineup that was most of their regulars?
Yeah, and he's very poised. He's very mature on the mound. That's something from the first day he came up. There's just the presence about him that he senses he belongs here, and he's very confident in a humble way. But you could tell just the confidence on the mound, and something that it's good for us that he's so mature so fast, because he's going to be a big weapon for us. Okay.